Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, seeing y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Cause I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Dicko. AJ Dicko. 3 times. And I'm sure. I don't do no physical harm to them. Mm-hmm. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is T to the A to the Z on ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio once again. This show is the Young and the Restless Talk featuring Donna Brookins and Diane Maynard Tate. They're both on the line. Ladies, how are you doing this evening?
Doing good.
Now, I hear some music in the background. I don't know what's going on, but...
Not mine.
I don't have a radio.
Okay, now. Praise God. It's all good. I ran into a post on Facebook, and y'all were talking about Young and the Restless. I think it was Donna's post, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct?
It was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was.
And I ran into it on and seeing you talking about Young and the Restless, and I chimed in because I'm a Young and the Restless addict of all my life, been watching it since the beginning. And I always wanted to do a show on Young and the Restless, but never, you know, I know some people, but I never had people where I could talk to about it. So I'm glad that you guys called in, and just happens to be on a night where your team, the Redskins,
yes,
is playing the Cowboys.
Yes.
But it don't make no difference because we both are, like, sorry forever this year. So, I mean, this
no,
game has
just no... just you, sweetie. Only you.
Well, you can talk for yourself. I think we're ahead of y'all. Y'all sweeping up the bottom row down there. You in New York. So, don't talk to me.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wow, he's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway.
Just make sure you have my check in the mail.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Don't worry, I'm going to draw a check and mail it to you.
Oh, Lord.
I want to know when did you girls start watching Young and the Restless? What made you interested up until the point right now talking about Young and the Restless up until this day? We'll start with Donna first.
Well, my story is funny because, as with probably most of us, it was, you know, my mom, she used to watch it. But the thing with her, because I'm the last of 10 kids, and I'm the baby of the bunch. But when Young and the Restless came on, you either had to be outside or taking a nap. And she used to make us lay down, face the wall, and not interrupt Miss Chance. So we go way back with it. So basically since I was young.
Diane?
Yes. Well, my grandmother raised me, and I didn't have a choice but sit in front of that TV in this wooden chair with a nail in it and had to sit still and not make a peep for a whole hour. So,
and I watched it.
That's how it was.
I watched it during the summer times with my mother, but I was always interested in watching it anyway because I used to watch General Hospital too. So, with me watching it, I was a writer, and I'm a writer today. Matter of fact, I'm on my third novel, which is a black soap opera. So I've been writing for since I was 12, and I've been watching soap operas since Young and the Restless began. What's your in the new plot now? What is your favorite storyline, or do you guys have a favorite storyline?
Oh, wow.
I don't have a favorite storyline because what I like about the soap opera in general is that their storylines are not that far-fetched that you can't really relate to it. They cover a lot of good subjects, like, you know, they're doing the sex trafficking for one.
Uh-huh.
You know, they did the affair out of, you know, when Kane went to Japan and had the affair. That's not
right.
So far-fetched that, you know, somebody won't get drunk and get somebody knocked up. So, I mean, I don't really have a favorite, but I just like the way that they flow. I mean, it all makes sense. You don't have the same characters interchanging like you do on another soap opera that does that. It just keeps your interest. So I don't have just one favorite. I just like the soap opera.
Right. Diane?
I like Victor because I
oh,
can
I
relate
love
to
Victor.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my
because,
favorite.
Yes, indeed. He got that character from me. That's all I
yes.
got to say.
Let me tell you, my son changed his profile picture to Victor Newman.
All right.
And he changed his name. You know how we used to always do them crazy names when
mm-hmm.
Facebook came out. He was Victor Newman. I was cracking up.
Because you know I'm ruthless, girl. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and look
Fisher,
at what they're doing now, because now they're addressing the revenge porn thing when they brought that out with Hillary and what's his face? They're doing the revenge porn, so that's even good. They just touch on real issues.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
with go ahead.
Jordan, you're talking about.
Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Victor, when he first came on the show, he wasn't on the show always at the beginning. He came on, like, I would say a couple years later. But my favorite story.
Yeah, after Miss Chancellor.
Well, yeah, Miss Chancellor was at the very beginning. Miss Chancellor and Jill was always at the very beginning, because it was the Brooks girls and the Fosters, which is Jill's family.
And the Abbotts.
Well, that Abbotts.
Well, you're going way back.
I'm going to the beginning. The Brooks girls,
right,
with
the
Chris, Snapper.
Oh, yes.
Leslie.
Brother, what's the brother's name? Mm-hmm.
Peggy, Chris, Lori, Jill, and Snapper, and Greg was the other brother.
Yeah, Greg. That's the other brother.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was at the very beginning when it first started back then. That was, and I used to watch it then, but my favorite storyline was when Victor had dude trapped in the dungeon.
Oh,
the guy that was looking around
now
with Julia. And had Paul feeding him when he was gone, remember? Paul was like, why am I giving this dude food? And you got him. he was locked up for like 2 months. And I remember my dad didn't even watch the story, talking about the man got the man locked up in the dungeon. I thought that was the craziest storyline in the world. He should have been in jail.
Yeah, and now Paul is a police officer. Come on now.
How about that?
Well, see,
how
that's
because
he took after his daddy. His dad was the police chief.
Well,
remember?
Michael Baldwin was a rapist, and now he's in a high paid attorney.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
But he was a lawyer when he raped Chris. You know that, right?
Oh Lord.
He was a lawyer when he raped
about
Chris. Yeah.
But he wasn't making dough like he is now.
No, they were working. They were doing pro bono because they were young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were helping out the needy. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a long time ago.
Mhm. Well,
what
I
about?
I gotta admit, when they did Marco as Jack, that was good because I like Jack as a bad guy like that. It was hilarious. He had
he should have stayed that way
too.
Yeah, that was a strong man then.
Mm-hmm. Not too many people scared Victor, but Marco scared Victor.
Yeah, but Phyllis loved Marco.
But to be honest with you,
part of Jack.
To be honest with you, Marco ain't dead.
He's not. He sent him to Burma or something like that?
He sent him to some other prison or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Victor did.
Mm.
Now, what was your... best when they switched the character, still had the same character, but switched them with a new person. Which one did you hate the most?
It had to be, oh my God, I don't like now. I can't think.
I didn't like
who's dead now,
people.
Supposed to be dead. Yeah, I don't like the new Ashley, and I don't like the two different people for, that he's supposedly be dead, Adam.
And it took me a long time to get used to this Abby, too. I eventually did, but it took me a minute to get adjusted to the new Abby, too.
I'm gonna
don't
tell
like
you
the
what
Abby
really
character, period.
I'm going to tell you what really killed me is when they had Eddie Winslow playing Malcolm.
Oh,
y'all
that
remember that?
That was a complete mess.
Malcolm compared to a good-looking dude and hey, Fat Albert.
Right.
Right.
And it didn't last long, did it?
I
that
was like,
work.
Come on now.
I was like,
and then they bring
the
real Malcolm back for a guest show.
For 2 days.
At least a good-looking dude. Come on now.
When Neil was blind at that time. That's why they brought him back, because Neil was getting ready to give up.
He couldn't tell it.
Hey, wait a minute. But see, that was the time Neil was blind, when his character was really blind. But I thought Neil was blind when he was with that girl that he had Moses by, and the lawyer wanted to get with him, and he turned her down. I was in that man.
Right. That didn't make any sense. My wife
came in, and I was going, "Man, you big dummy!" I was yelling at the TV. My wife goes, "What in the world are you yelling about?" I said, "Neil had a chance to get with this, but look who he went." And then my wife was like, "That's just crazy. I don't know who wrote that story."
I don't like the writers.
Now, when they did change writers, that's when all of a sudden there was that fire on top of Newman Tower and all that. That was pretty good when it was the fire, and when they had that earthquake or that explosion, and that building fell down on them, and they were in the parking.
Right.
In the park. Yeah, that was pretty good too.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah,
what do y'all think about Hillary?
Oh my God, that's one selfish woman. I'm sorry to say,
but I was glad she got her. She had that comment.
Me too.
I don't endorse her, but she had that comment.
She's not humble at all. She's just selfish woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you remember last Christmas when Hillary gave that money to the unfortunate people, but she never told nobody? You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
Was she still in her right mind, or was she still not together with that medicine? I don't believe she meant to do that.
She was good. She was rich, and she was married to Devon at the time. And she gave
She was giving away.
Well, it really was her money at the time she was married to him. At least that's what my wife said.
But look at what she's doing now, though. She going broke, and she don't even want her assistant to have a muffin and a soda. Did you see today?
Yeah.
She's just emotional because
of what happened. That's all. She's just emotional because of what happened. That's all.
That's karma.
I think having your butt and your chest for the nation to see will change your mind and change your whole attitude. She talking about she doing nothing but uplifting stories. We'll see, but I think this is the turnaround that she needed. And by her turning it around, that's going to cause Devon to come back to her.
She's
going to mess up again, because that's all about her and her program, you know. She likes a juicy story, and it got to be it doesn't have to. She don't like nice, you know.
And I don't want her and Devon together. Devon needs somebody that's going to really appreciate and respect him. She's too temporary.
No, I definitely want him with
this
girl, though.
He likes her, though. But you can tell he likes her, though, right? Yeah.
He whipped.
He's mitten.
Well,
that's what it is. He's whipped.
I don't care if he whipped or not. They both, he looks better with her, because I think he's a little bit taller than her, and he's short, ain't he? He's a little bit taller than Hillary.
He didn't look right with Mariah.
Mariah's a little taller.
No, he didn't. That kissing was very awkward. The romance.
She was pasty. She was pasty white.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Which is a good time for them to bring in a new character for Devon, somebody that's on his level, and it's going to make him step up in his role. With his money, with his company, make him step it up a little, because he's too soft.
I mean, get somebody for Neil, too. He make me, you know, somebody for Neil. They need about 12 more people in the story, you know.
Well, but they ain't going to have no more black people. So, you know, we got the pick of the litter right now.
Quota's reached.
And every now and then, Leslie, the lawyer, come back in every now and then with somebody
every
in trouble.
And
they need a lawyer.
Yeah, but she's married to somebody already.
She
did.
The doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And that doctor ain't there no more either. Because he used to be on Guy and Light. What is your pet peeve of this show?
Pet peeve? My
some
pet
you just
peeve
can't stand.
I'm really tired of Victoria and her little high-rolling self. She needs to be brought down a little bit lower, and Daddy needs to be in a position where he can't bail her out. She needs some humbling.
She needs some humbling.
She does,
wow.
Because she got, you know, she wants to be the next Victor Newman, and she is very arrogant. Then you got Nick on the other hand, who want to be a saint. It's like, okay, you know, what the deal is with this family? It is so dysfunctional. So it would be nice for once just to see Nick toughen it up and go hardcore Victor and see Victoria be humbled a little bit while she's riding high with this company or whatever. Just do something that's really going to shake her to the core. I really would like to see that.
You, Diane?
Well, to me, Ashley and Sharon. Sharon getting on my last nerve. Now, she knows Scott don't want her little old tail, you know. And it was Ashley. She's trying to take over Jack's company and don't know anything. And poor little Ribeye, Rojo, whatever that guy's name. You know, I think he's going to...
Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie. Golly. Put an E on it, Robbie. Or an I on it.
I do mess up people's name, but yeah. But Ashley, she's arrogant too, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloria. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I can
Gloria.
Just go through the TV with Gloria. Her
well,
big
how
big
did
dad,
you think
big,
about
oh.
her and Jack together, though? That was like... terrible.
Oh, I got sick. I think I caught the flu.
Watch I mean, what is she like? 85 and she with Jack? Come on, that was
disgusting.
Wow.
Did he start getting old? Because I think he caught the worms. You know, they say them old people give you worms. I know that.
Ew.
My goodness.
I ain't heard that one, but I don't want to hear
it.
My heard Maidley. She always said,
ooh.
Old men, yeah. Old men give you worms.
It's- But it ain't true. No, but I heard it though.
Whatever.
My pet peeve.
That's why I look young because I stay with the young. You know, I don't want nothing old but money. But anyway, let's get on with the young and the restless.
You sound
my
like
pet,
one of the characters.
Yes, you do. My pet peeve is how the kids grow up from 4 to 18. That's
and within a couple of weeks.
Remember,
those twins, like, this is old as what? those twins, they can't act. Oh my goodness!
But you know what? I remember when, what is Cricket's girlfriend's name? The one that stayed with Miss Chancellor. What was her name?
Cricket had a friend.
No, her friend.
The one that started liking Paul. I can't remember. Because she was going with. She had a son, and her son grew up to go to Vietnam, remember?
Oh!
Not Vietnam, but he was in Iraq. And he came back and worked for the police department for a few.
Right.
Y'all remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember him. I think she's a chubby girl. I can't remember her name. Yeah,
me neither, but
she's chubby.
Her son.
It's something with an N, isn't it?
Nina.
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 Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nina's son was just as small as Olivia's son, Nate. But then her son grew up and was already in the service. And Nate was
and older than she is.
Yeah.
Remember, Nate was still
Nate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when is they going to grow Nate up?
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be working
okay,
for the company.
Then Sean's little girl,
no,
she hasn't grown.
Nate is a doctor
now. Older than the twins. Huh?
Nate is a doctor now.
Oh, God. But what about Sean's daughter?
He's a doctor like his mother, Olivia. He came back on the show, and he was older, and he was a doctor. Yeah.
And they need to hook him up with Hillary.
Well, he ain't on
but
the show
no more. And Nick's daughter's still little. She should be just as old as the twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I was thinking they was going to get rid of her, you know, but I was saying to myself, well, it's her contract. They didn't get rid of her.
That's a mouthy little girl. I can pluck her in her mouth. She's mouthy.
Now, why did they get rid of Chloe's little girl just to bring one back that looked like her?
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah,
yeah, it was crazy.
That didn't make any sense.
Now, I like Chloe. I like Chloe.
Chloe's
but not with Kevin. I didn't like her with Kevin, though. That was awkward to watch.
You know, Kevin is gay, right, in real life?
Yeah, that's why I was going to say that, but I didn't know how to say it on the air. And that was, I wouldn't be kissing that man. No, no way.
It is kind of wild that that's him in real life, but then he's coaching Mariah on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he ain't on the show.
That's why I'm
to be herself.
That's why Mariah said it didn't fit well with her. She knew the truth.
Yeah, but see, that was that diversity stuff that the Young and the Restless was trying to bring in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you like the fact that they brought Mariah back after she was supposed to be Cassie?
No, I didn't.
No, I did not think that's crazy. And I don't like the idea of Mariah with the girl either, you know, because...
No, I don't like that
I don't like that part, you know.
They need to just go ahead and let that shoe drop so we can move on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, do you remember Jack's son that he had that was Korean?
Right.
Chemo.
Yeah, where is he?
I do remember that.
They don't talk about it no more. They don't talk about it no more. You know, every
and
now and then you hear Jack say,
sister named Patty. Where's Patty?
Patty's still in the joint, ain't she?
Yeah, she in the joint. You're right. She went to another. She went to a better facility after she helped crack that case about Sharon and the doctor.
And the baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Switching the baby, yeah.
And you know that's what Victor's holding over Chelsea. You saw that.
Yeah. So you know she's going to have to bring the baby for Christmas.
Mm.
That's
right. Yeah. That's what I think. That's when I think Adam is coming back. It'll be a new Adam because the other Adam is on This Is Us. But that's when I think Adam will come back.
Yeah.
I don't like Nick with Chelsea. Yeah. And Nick will go back to Shine. Because Sean going to go crazy because
Scott
of the fact that Scott is going with Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Sharon is going to go, like you said, go back to Nick.
I think when she find out about Abby, she's going to do something. You know,
mm-hmm.
the girl crazy. She's bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know what? She's going to have to deal with Lauren then because I think Lauren is more accepting of Abby than she is of Sharon.
Yeah, you're right. But Abby, you know, that's she's all about money. That's not going to work
mm-hmm.
out with her and Scott. Nah.
So what is the most shocking moment on the show ever for you both?
Dang, you go first.
Okay, with Jack's mom setting the fire, getting away with it right now. Okay, she's going to go crazy. One day, Jack's going to wake up and he's going to have a knife stab wound right in his arm because his mom, they're going to have to lock her up for everybody's safety, I think, because every now and then with the dementia, you have to be very careful with people of that nature.
Right. Donna?
I think mine would be Ashley playing this Stella getting her groove back thing. You know, because Robbie is so much younger, why didn't they hook Robbie up with, you know, like Abby or someone his age? What's with him and Ashley? And you could see Ashley's age on her.
Yeah, I do. And isn't Ashley Ashton? One time they thought that she was a him, but I guess they threw that out.
That was a rumor. That was never on the show. That was never on the show. Never in real life. She's always been a girl. Now, come on,
she's
y'all.
Always been a female.
And that was she was in a She was in that movie, The House on Sorority Row, long and didn't was showing how she was half naked in that. That was a long time ago. But well,
now, I don't think Ashley and Robbie are gonna get together because she keep putting them off, and that man, you know, he's gonna be with somebody.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be
Ashley. That was was it Jill that was married to the twin brothers? Who was it that was married
Jill?
To twin? It was Colin. No, it wasn't Colin. It was one of them had twin. It was Chelsea's father. He had a twin brother. Remember?
Yeah,
what's
I can't.
He ended up getting killed. What's Colin is a twin? No.
Chelsea's
when's
father.
The twins? No, the twins' father. What's his name?
Not Colin. At what?
No,
what
no,
you
no.
Thinking
no.
of a twin. You think Cain had a twin brother.
Yeah, Cain had a twin brother.
Chelsea's father had a twin brother, too, because one was good and one wasn't.
Oh, I don't know. I know that Cain had
that.
A bad brother.
I do remember.
I
do remember
that.
And Cain's brother died, right?
Yeah, he did. And so did Chelsea's father's brother, too. They should have kept the twin thing going for a while.
Yeah, they got rid of that one too soon. I must have blinked on that one.
Yeah.
I see y'all like the twins along with Jack and Marco and all that.
Yeah, I like that good evil, you know, twin role thing.
Now,
see what they working with.
My most shocking moment ever, and I ain't talking about the current storyline, is when Miss Chancellor came back in her own funeral.
Y'all
remember that? You remember
and
that?
She came back to life, yeah.
No, well, she wasn't dead. Austin, remember that guy Austin used to like her? He was an English guy. He almost looked like Arthur Treacher, almost. His name was Austin. And he was and he liked Kay. And he was grieving her a lot because he was married to her.
Mm-hmm.
After Kay was married to that stripper at first, Derek, whatever his name was, she was married to that stripper.
Oh, yeah, Derek.
And then she married, I guess his name was Thurston, Austin.
Yeah,
I forget
Thurston,
it.
Thurston Powell or Thurston something. I remember Thurston.
Oh, it was
Thurston.
Austin. Yeah, and so when she was married to him, he was grieving, and they were sitting in the dang church. And here go Miss Chancellor walking up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, heck no.
When she died in real life, they did well by her funeral with that, too.
Yeah,
that was touching.
But after she died, like that first month and a half, they didn't even say nothing. Remember? They had to work that in.
Yeah, because everything had been taped, you know, ahead of time. So they had to go with whatever they had taped.
Yeah, I agree, but they could have said that they could have said she died a lot earlier.
Yeah, well,
what happened was she had died, but they were acting like she was going around the world doing her bucket list. Remember?
Oh, right, I remember. Yeah, they were going back to what she was doing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel they're going to do Victor the same way because he's going to end up dying while he's still on the show.
He's almost dead now.
Yeah, you can see his aging on him.
Yeah.
Well, you remember he was on Rat Patrol. And he was.
That was in the 40s.
He was the first Planet of the Apes movie.
He didn't need makeup.
Well, he didn't play no ape. He played a lawyer trying to discredit the apes when they came back to Earth. And they were celebrities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Victor was on that. I was like, that's Victor. I was tripping. So
he still looked the same, though, you know, with the wrinkles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he was always ruthless, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Victor Newman fan.
Me too.
And everything he does for his family.
Right.
Everything.
That's what he say.
That's what he say.
Who's your favorite
now,
actor?
My husband, is an Adam Newman fan, so him and I, we just don't agree on the Victor Newman thing because he thinks Victor is just cold-blooded and ruthless, and he is, but he does it
but
for
his
family.
But he's honest with it. He's honest with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I love Adam too. I did like him too.
Yeah, I miss Adam. I like him on the show. They need to hurry and bring him back.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite actor?
Now
on the show?
Yeah, now.
Only
I would still
I like
have
just
to
Victor.
Give it to
That's
him.
It.
Mm-hmm. I would still have to give it to him.
To who?
Mm-hmm. Victor.
Victor.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I like Neil because he had a few touching moments.
Oh,
when
no.
he was drunk, when he was drunk, that cat was going off. He was going in on that role. Hey, look.
And he might have been drunk for real, though. You know?
And he grew the beard and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in real life, he battles depression because of his son.
Yeah, he lost his son. Yeah, he.
I know, that's so sad.
He tried to commit suicide. That's why he was off the show for a while. Suicidal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying. I think he's a good actor. Neil is.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay.
The couple that you want most together.
I want Chelsea back with Adam.
And I want Nikki and Victor back together. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know now, Victor in real life said he wanted him to write her out because he don't want to be with no old woman.
Really?
So yeah.
You wait a minute. Say that again.
Say
that again.
In the soap book, you know, he was on Entertainment Tonight and or whatever, and he said that he wanted them to write Nikki out. Remember when? She had left him and being with Jack and everything. He doesn't want her mm-hmm. back with him because he doesn't like doing the love scenes. He don't like kissing her.
Well,
really?
I wouldn't like kissing her either. Her husband is like the producer of the show, ain't he?
Yeah.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Why would I want to kiss somebody and the husband standing right there? Don't kiss too long now. When I say cut, y'all better cut.
Oh, shoot, she ain't going nowhere.
But you know those old men want a young woman. That's what Victor want, a younger woman. You know. He ain't asked, we might get back together. Who knows?
Right.
Why don't they put him with Gloria? That would be funny.
Oh, my God. Woo! Glorious.
She done
been
with all the other old men.
What was the most stupidest storyline?
Oh my goodness! To me, it's Gloria and Jack. That didn't make any sense to me. I didn't like it. That was nasty. Ugh.
Well, I don't. I'm gonna tell you whose storyline really doesn't hold any substance. It's Noah's. Noah doesn't do really. He doesn't add
who's
any
Noah?
Benefit to
oh,
the
okay,
show.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah,
see, that's why you don't
benefit.
Know.
You talking
about who Noah?
You talking about Nick's little brother?
Just when I thought it was gonna get interesting when he was dating the cop. And they were going
to
get married.
Yeah, because he can't keep a
they
woman.
They killed her.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He just like his mama. Irrelevant.
Now, who was the character that you most was happy that they died, that they actually died and left?
Uh-oh. Who died?
I'm not talking about current. You can go back in your time, you know, in your time capsule and pull one out.
Hmm. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the girl that had Jack over there in that foreign country and he woke up with her. Was it Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly.
Oh.
But then again, we don't know if she's really dead, you know?
That's right.
What about Sheila's kids?
Yeah, what happened to the girl and the boy?
They died.
Are they really dead, or are you sure? Because, you know, Sheila's
girl
the
ran off
beautiful.
With the baby. Yeah. What happened to the baby that Phyllis had of her son? Was taking care of the baby?
The baby went with her son went down to Atlanta, supposedly with Mackenzie, right?
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel.
Her son, Daniel.
So when,
Daniel
so
got
the baby.
The baby
come back, it'll be... Oh,
the baby ought to be as big as JT's son.
That baby's going to be 40 years old.
That baby need to be big as Reed. They're about the same time. I'm serious. They're about the same time.
Yeah.
And him and Mackenzie went down to Atlanta to help, I guess, do that good Samaritan work or whatever.
Yeah, I like Mackenzie.
And he was doing his artwork. He was opening a studio in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, he was an artist.
And the last time I
remember now.
The last time I seen him on TV was on, what was it? MacGyver, the new MacGyver show.
No, he was just on one of the record a lot of shows, and Daniel was just on one of them last week.
Okay,
and
but
Angie,
the last one I seen him on was MacGyver.
Was MacGyver.
Yeah.
And Ashley, the little guy that Ashley is hooking up with in the office, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Robbie.
He was on
Designated Survivor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't watch that. But I did see,
yeah.
I seen JT was on the Rock show, the football show.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that show.
That.
Yeah, he was in.
And you catch some of them on what is that Lifetime movie? Every now and then you see some of them on Lifetime.
But JT in real life is married to Victoria, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm. For now,
it's they've been married for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
This is when she first was having miscarriages and carrying on. They were married while he was on the show. That's right.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Marriage don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do, if you find the right person, huh?
Mm-hmm. True.
Come on, doubting Diane.
Yeah, I was married for 22 years.
Okay.
Can't say no more. I'm trying to keep it good.
Donna, I feel the bitterness oozing in the mic.
No, I'm good, girl. I'm glad that it's over. I learned a lot after that. Ooh, Lord. Go ahead.
The most stupidest storyline where you're going, I can't believe they did that.
Oh, that darn haunting Sharon with her daughter's ghost, that was dumb. And it was so fake. It was.
You're right.
It was so dumb.
Yeah, that was stupid. I thought that was the craziest thing I ever seen.
It's going to be hard to beat that one.
And you're right. I can't think of the. Well, you took my answer. Now, see, Donna, you called me and asked me, and you took my answer. That was not right.
I'm sorry.
That was a dumb storyline. You're right about that.
It was. Goodness. Mm. Or you could go with Patty leaving them darn cats. Remember? Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and them darn cats.
Carrying
that stuffed
cat around. That was a dumb storyline, her and that cat.
Paul thinking she got a real pet as a stuffed animal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's a dumb storyline, too.
Yeah, but she was crazy, so I guess it fits for them.
Now, the person that I really was glad that died, and it was Mr. Chancellor. When he died,
really?
I thought I was glad because I was tired of seeing Kay cry every week. I love you. And she was drunk, remember?
And drunk.
Oh, my God.
And drunk been with that man.
And drunk.
Look, and drunk. I paid one bill in the house. Get this old white lady off my TV set, crying and drunk.
See,
hair ain't done.
But look at what they're dealing with. They were dealing with the alcoholism at that time,
mm-hmm.
and they was addressing it. You know, at least they address real issues. You know,
I like the storyline with Miss Chancellor and Jill. Remember, they was getting into
mm-hmm.
it and kissing. That was that was kind of. That was silly. That was stupid, and I didn't understand it at that time.
Yeah.
Well, they always hated each other, but I understand
why they love that love hate.
What about when they became mother and daughter? How about that?
That was a dumb storyline too.
That was real stupid.
Yeah, that's right. They did become mother after all that time. They were fussing
mm-hmm.
and fighting, and then her mother gonna come in on a special guest shot that show and tell her, "I'm not your mother." What? You mean to tell
yeah.
me we've been watching this for all these years, and now you
mm-hmm.
telling her y'all ain't mother and daughter? What?
Yep.
I picked you up. What? Just like okay, what about Devon's father? What's his name? The rich
oh,
dude.
Oh, Brock. It wasn't Brock. What was his name? It was his father's wife. It's her son.
It was Kay's son. It was,
yeah.
it was Chancellor's son. I forgot his name. But
now, is Devon mixed for real?
That's how the black lady that Neil started messing with came
right.
in the show because she was his
mm-hmm.
secretary or his right hand man at his corporation. I forgot the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was crazy too. I'm like, what? His father was white?
Yep.
Oh, this whole time his mother was down and out and they were poor. What?
Mm-hmm.
that go to show that a one night stand can turn into something.
It sure
so it's not too late for me to find my daddy. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I need that Negro to have a couple of bills in his pocket, too.
Well, his was paid. And Devon got the loot, man. And how about that, the reading of her will? Because Jill was expecting more, and she got that jewelry box with the ring in it. That was the engagement
mm-hmm.
ring she was supposed to have years ago. So she
yeah.
really ain't leaving nothing. Just gave it back.
Well, that ring was worth a whole lot of money now.
But it was already hers. She just stole it from her for years.
Well, she gave it back, and now the way Jill sounded like she really wanted that ring.
But see, that's what I'm saying. In the end, they made it look like she left it as a wonderful gift. But she didn't leave her
mm-hmm.
anything. She just gave her back what she stole from her. Here, I ain't going to need this now. You know?
Well,
just gave it back.
I'm going to tell you right now. The reason it seemed like it was so cold and so all of a sudden, because Miss Chancellor died in real life all of a sudden. So they couldn't work it. They couldn't work that one in.
Well, you know, they could have left her more than just that ring and sharing a house with Esther.
Of all people, Esther.
But you know
and
what?
I don't see her purpose in the show. I don't see why
every
we
time
need
they,
Esther.
Every time
yeah.
they fight, though.
Esther need a job.
Every time they fight, they do seem like they love each other. And Esther is retired. She ain't got, and she got all that money too that Kay left her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got paid, and plus she need to be
right.
there when Chloe come there. She is
Chloe's
mother.
But she's
Chloe.
sharing a house with Kane and his fake brother Billy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I'm glad they got rid of that girl that was with Kane. Juliet. Oh, I couldn't stand the way she talked. And why they don't show the baby? I bet it got Japanese eyes.
The baby's supposed to be real sick right now. Today they said the baby was real sick. And in that little cheat thing, they said Lily's going to end up giving him blood to save him.
The blood, but not his blood, because that's not his baby.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
I say, let me see the baby. I want to see little Japanese baby. That's all I want.
But you know, they ain't going to walk away from no baby. They're going to keep that child, just like Chelsea and Nick. They're going to keep that kid. It's the same thing, different parents.
Until Victor, tell that's not your baby.
Well, you know what?
Nick going to run the show. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? What kills me? How come these characters don't come real sometimes? After you learn your lesson about lying, why do they have them still hold another lie?
Lie upon lie, over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you already learned your lesson from that one lie. Now you know the next lie, I need to come clean because it didn't work for me the last time. And they never write their storyline.
You brought up a good point because I was a little disappointed in the secret that Jordan was holding because I wanted him to be like some kind of undercover something from somewhere doing something major.
Me too.
He was doing was scamming old people. That was weak. They could have did better with that secret.
Well, him and Chelsea. Remember Chelsea,
but they
could have
went deeper than that. You know, he had all of these IDs from all of these places. Why didn't they, if they didn't want to make him like CIA or something deep, then say he was part of the witness protection or something to bring
him
some excitement.
You have one little decent black man on there, right. You're right.
Yeah, that thing was weak, man.
Well, I guess he's gone now, right?
No, he's still
He walked out after he told her to watch the TV, but I don't know if he's gone.
But he says more to come.
So
I don't know what more he can bring up.
Me neither, because they didn't take them many naked pictures.
No, but she was a little freak, though, so it's possible.
Yeah, true.
She got real issues.
She got skin straight right now. I guess when your butt hanging out there in the wind, you'll change your tune. Am I right?
No, well, if I had that body, I don't know. Hey,
she gonna be
back.
Mine
be hanging in the wind.
I tell you.
Well, I'm so glad that y'all both came on and talked some Young and the Restless because I've always wanted to do this. Like I said, I love Young and the Restless. I've been watching it all the time, and I got a person that I call from Atlanta, and they call me, and we always, Gina, why did they do that? I'm like, I don't know why. They did.
Sometimes I watch it twice. You know, I watch it again today on Pop, right? You know, TV. So
on Pop,
it's good. Yeah, I want to watch it twice.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you, when I lived in Atlanta, because I live in Texas now. But when I lived in Atlanta, they used to have it used to come on at 3 o'clock, and crime would start at 2:45. Right when Young and the Restless get ready to come on, we got a highway speed chase that they filming on TV, and Young and the Restless get cut away. Somebody go in somebody's business and shoot up about 12 people, and then here we go. Or this black dude was on the crane, and he said he wasn't coming down. So, and they do it.
Well,
right,
I saw that on Facebook, right? Uh-huh.
They did that at 2:45. That's when it started, because Young and the Rest would come on at 3. Crime or something started at 2:45. So I was telling my wife when she was my girlfriend there, I was telling her, crime always started around Young and the Rest of the time. And she started noticing, and she was like, boy, you ain't never lied, because the guy was stuck on this one crane, and they had a fire down at the bottom, and the base was getting ready to melt. He getting ready to fall off, and they sent this helicopter, EMT guy was in a helicopter and saved him, got him off the crane. And I was like, all this drama during Young and the Restless. I can't watch Young and the Restless for nothing in Atlanta.
Wow.
Crime
was
started. Or it started about 3:05, you know. They'll be like, they cut away. Sorry to interrupt Young and the Restless, but we have two policemen shot downtown. Take it away, Gil. I'll be like, damn, Gil.
That's how I feel when they interrupt with that darn presidential crap.
Oh, the
on
man, number 45.
Mm-hmm. All the time. So he is, but you know, Obama used to do it too, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, his was longer, but 45 is like 5 minutes because he doesn't want to answer any questions.
He can't answer any questions.
He can't talk.
He's an idiot.
And the only thing he say is tremendous.
It's going to be really, really, really big.
Tremendous, great, great. Believe me, there's only a few phrases that he got.
You better stop before he start tweeting about your show.
I'm so glad. I wish
he's
he would.
He's
going to
get his broadcast and light
would.
You up.
If anybody notices my posts on Facebook, I'm very political at times.
Oh,
and,
yes,
and
you are.
I'll be going in, so I wish
mm-hmm.
he would. Because sometimes I tag him at the real Donald Trump in my post. So he can see.
All right, now.
I have a relative that was banned from Twitter because she kept going at him toe to toe, and she is not allowed on Twitter anymore.
Wow.
Well, I don't cuss now. I just say stuff that's
does.
Relevant. Well,
she lights him up every chance she could get until they banned her off of Twitter.
Yeah, that's
too much
different.
Energy.
You can't cuss the president out. And you can't threaten the president or Secret Service will be at your door the next day. So, you know, you got to say stuff that's relevant and to the point and not, you know, not belligerent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been nice talking to you both.
Yes, it
maybe
is.
We'll
too.
Maybe we'll do this again on another subject. And,
sure. Not doing game time.
It don't matter, y'all losing. But
that's
all
right.
Praise God.
That's only temporary. Only temporary.
Don't worry.
And I'm not even.
Yeah. It's temporary until next year.
My husband didn't even want to come in here and watch the game because he thought we were going to beat them. So I'm not even going to let him in on this secret.
No, don't tell him.
Not a word.
All right, then. I'm going to end the show with one of my songs that I've done before, and it's called Mona Lisa. One of the new songs that's going to be out on the new CD next year. Again, thank you, Donna Brookins and Diane Maynard Tate, for coming through.
Maynard Tate. Thank
my
you. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to say crazy Diane.
That's right.
She calling me a bum and carrying on. I forgot about that. Thank you again. And I'll be talking to you on Facebook.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
see
welcome.
You later, Donna.
Like when the heart is impaired, it seems time, champ, game of love, Ric Flair, live. living my life fast like a thief on the run. Bring them in, toss them out. Oh, hell, I was young. Am I gonna hit it? Then they twiddled a thumb. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Some say that love can't enter the heart. When the bond is there, you can't break it apart. And love looks good like classy art. For the taste of Mona Lisa, I'm thinking I'm smart. Some say that love can't enter the heart. When the bond is there, you can't break it apart. And love looks good like classy